Sounds like you're going to get the game off. That being said, what do you think of the rest of the quarterback group? How have they come along so far through this preseason?
I think we've had a these guys have had a great camp. You know, preseason, I think all of us kind of some good, some bad. I think we've all kind of had that, all had our moments and all had some mistakes. But good, those guys have had limited opportunities. It's tough. You know, when you're only getting a couple drives here and there. So should get some good work this week. And, you know, hopefully go out there and kind of keep taking steps, keep progressing.
You really kind of been forced to stand in there and make some throws under pressure this preseason. I mean, what kind of role can you take as the quarterback to kind of bring some of these young guys in the offensive line along? You know, what do you tell them when they give up pressure? What do you do?
You know, I mean, that's your job as a quarterback. I mean, sometimes they're going to bring more than we got, and you got to stand in there and make throws. And, we're all making mistakes. So, yeah, sometimes those guys, it's not always going to be perfect. You know, we're all striving for that and striving to collectively play bad, play good. I mean, but sometimes those things are going to happen. I think for me, I mean, I got enough to worry about, and I think we all feel that same way, right? We're all trying to do our job to be accountable to the guys next to us. You know, and that's kind of what you're playing for. I mean, that's the deal of the huddle, the 11 guys that we got to go make that. We got to find a way to make this play work, and then make a series work and to win a game, you know, in that progression. So, for me, it's to keep those guys positive. I mean, in a game, you don't have time to dwell, you know, time to think back. I think if you're doing any of that, it's just hindering you. So, for me, it's to keep those guys energized, keep them going, staying positive, you know, looking forward.
How confident are you going into week one?
I feel good. I mean, I feel great. I think, you know, certainly as an offense and myself included as a big part of that, you know, red zone, I think we would have loved to, you know, looking back to perform better in the red zone, especially the last couple of weeks. I think, you know, between the 20s, we did some decent things at times, but, you know, got down there and couldn't finish. You know, so I think we got some good work and some things to learn from and need to get better. But I do. I feel confident about what we're doing. You know, these are great. Preseason is a great tool for things like that, and you know, I think this is the last one, you know, number four, and kind of going to round out this team and see what we've got and headed into the regular season.
Do you think Frankie Hammond would be potentially starting opening day when you guys started camp?
I mean, I hadn't, you know, Frankie had a great camp and a great offseason, I'll tell you what, so it certainly wasn't out of the realm of possibilities, you know, but to be honest, I'm not thinking about that. Once again, it kind of goes back to you focus what's on your plate and continue to get better and do what you have to do to help the offense go. And collectively, as a whole, our receiver group is I think, had a great offseason and great camp and really stepped up. We got a lot of depth, and Frankie's a big part of that. So
now that you kind of have a sense of what this offense is going to look like once the regular season gets here, do you feel like this offense is better than it was last year?
It never stops. I mean, I think we're constantly working. It's always a progression. It's not like we've arrived anywhere. Just because the season starts, it's not like progression stops. I mean, last year's a great example of where we started the season and where we ended it. And every season's like that. And it's, you know, there's ups and downs along the way throughout the season. You know, but you got to continue to progress. You want to be playing your best football as the season goes on and into late in the year. So, like I said, I mean, it's, you're never just at a place, you know. You're always striving to be moving forward.
Regular season's coming, man. Have you decided on when you guys are going to stop talking?
Yeah, I haven't, you know. It's a good question. I wish I had a better answer for you. You know, I just feel like I've, you know, still been just kind of locked into games and practicing. You know, with camp winding down here and preseason winding down, certainly. We'll see. But sorry, no answer for you today.
Is it hard to get, you know, the complete – buying from everybody as a leader when, like, you mean those guys know your contract situation.
Yeah.
When there's nothing necessarily set in stone for next year.
Yeah, I mean, I can't speak on how those guys think. I certainly know for myself and viewing other guys and having teammates that are in all kinds of contract situations, it's the last thing I'm thinking about. You know, I think as a football player, and when you're in that locker room, it's what is that guy putting in? What is he sacrificing? Is he accountable? You know, how bad does he want it for the team? And those are the things that I think about as a teammate and that I look for in my teammates. And so certainly no matter what my, you know, if a guy's on his last year, if he's in a dispute, if he's tagged, whatever the things may be, that's the last thing I'm thinking about when I see a guy and I'm thinking about him. It's what kind of teammate is he? What is he putting in? you know, things like that. So
with Bo being out and the offensive line kind of being jumbled, does it make you want to get something done sooner rather than later?
I don't think it necessarily affects my contract situation. I've said it before. I would love to have had it done. You know, so the fact that we've had some of those things, I don't think that changes that. Yeah, I mean, certainly it's no different. So.